Now, leaders of the G20 nations have begun talks on the global food and energy crisis. Chinese President Xi Jinping has warned against what he called the weaponization of food and energy. A draft statement from leading world economies has called for the extension of the grain deal between Ukraine and Russia. The summit on the Indonesian island of Bali is the first since Russia invaded Ukraine back in February.
No other option. Paradigm of collaboration is badly needed to save the world. We all have responsibility, not only for our people, but also for the people of the world. Being responsible here also means that we must end the war. If the war does not end, it will be difficult for the world to move forward.
Let's speak to Al Jazeera's diplomatic editor, James Bayes, who is live for us now in Bali. So as we were saying, James, global food, energy security, both to be the focus at this first G20 session. What more are they discussing?
Yes, those have been the focus in recent hours, energy and food, and clearly those crises both result from, in many ways, from the war in Ukraine. They're actually, we can see the live pictures now, about to start the second session, which is on global health, which they'll be focusing on. But in that first session on food and energy, I think the key speaker was someone who's not actually here, and that's President Zelensky. He was invited to the G20 as a guest. He did not attend, but he did attend and make a speech by video link. We're told by those in the room it was an impassioned and detailed speech. He said it was time to end what he described as Russia's destructive war. But then he went a little bit further. He said once Russian troops had pulled out of his country, there were certain things he wanted. He wanted reparations for all the damage. He wanted a new tribunal to be set up. To look at the crimes that have been carried out and what he described as Russia's aggression. He said that there should be a new draft agreement called the Kyiv Security Compact to give future security assurances to Ukraine. He said there should be a look at the whole security architecture in the Atlantic and European area. And he said once Russia had pulled all its troops out, he said there should be a document confirming the end of the war, which should be signed by all the relevant parties.
Ukraine, of course, a major talking point throughout this summit. But what sort of consensus or divisions can we expect amongst leaders when it comes to Ukraine and the war?
Well, it's been a very difficult summit. I've attended so many summits over the years and many G20 summits. This one difficult because of the war in Ukraine. President Putin decided not to come, but his foreign minister Sergei Lavrov was here. Other leaders didn't even want to appear with him in public. Normally they do what's called a family photo at these events, and where all the leaders line up. Well, that was cancelled because they didn't want to be in the same photo, and there were not really very many family feelings going around. I am told, though, it's looking now likely that they'll be coming up with a final statement, a declaration, a communique at the end of this summit. Certainly drafts have been going around. They say that this must not be the era of war. And then they sort of agree to disagree, because the language I think they're going to agree on says most countries strongly condemn Russia's aggression. There's also, I think, going to be a call in that final communique for the grain deal to be extended. Remember that grain deal in July to get the grain out of Ukraine to global markets across the Black Sea and to get Russian grain and fertilizer to global markets too. Well, that deal is looking a little bit doubtful, because it only runs until the end of the 18th, so only 3 days to go, and I think a lot of pressure, a lot of diplomacy to try and get it extended.
OK, thank you for that. Al Jazeera's diplomatic editor James Bayes speaking to us there live from Bali, where the G20 is taking place.